The Righteous Brothers, You Lost That Love and Feeling on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk with Ed Finn. How are you, Ed? How's your week?
Terrific, Robbie. Really, really good. Very, very busy, I have to say. I was up in Belfast at the Lyric Theatre. Did a lovely interview with Paul McVeigh coming up now on the show, the Sunday show. Big Man is the play up there. It's the you know, the Belfast International Arts Festival is on at the moment until the end, middle of November.
Now to sunnier climes, and last week you were talking about your trip to Malaga and got us thinking about why we don't go to Malaga on our holidays. But then you went south to Torremolinos, which will be familiar to a lot of listeners, won't it?
Yeah, now Robbie, Torremolinos, I suppose over the years, it got a lot of bad press for various reasons. You know, it kind of got tacky and there was a lot of apartments, you know, high rise and stuff like that. They've come up with this fabulous new initiative called Torremolinos 2030. And they've this whole program in place where they've really tidied up and cleaned up. Now, the old town in Torremolinos, Robbie, is lovely. So they've really done all the squares. Everything is really nice. The beaches are immaculate. Restaurants, they've brought in this kind of different grading system. You know, the days, Robbie, of your egg and chips, you know, and like, oh, wow, you know, that's kind of all kind of
chicken in a basket.
You can still get it, of course, you know, but like, and you know, that's part of the fun of the holiday as well, I suppose, you know, the karaoke bars and all that. But I was really impressed. I stayed there in the Melia. It was really nice, but they've an adult only thing. If you book it's called The Level, actually. I was chatting to Orlando Perez, the manager there, and he was telling me that the number one bookings for The Level are the Irish.
Really?
Which is very interesting. So the Irish are pampering themselves at the moment. Love affair with the Costa del Sol we've had for years, as you know yourself. It's very interesting. And he was saying that the British market, a lot of the British, like they would just book standard rooms, whereas The Level is kind of, you're treating yourself to a little bit of an exclusive thing because, you know, it has food preparations all day and the lounge upstairs. It's like a big airport lounge. And then a beautiful swimming pool out onto this deck overlooking the whole place. If you do want a little break, you know, and you're not sitting in a pool with kids all screaming and throwing each other into the pools and things, you know, yourself, it's lovely if you can do that because here, lovely and tranquil, very nice place to go and just recharge the batteries. And it's so cheap. It was like 48 euros for two nights, half board supplement on the breakfast. It's like kind of really cheap.
Okay. So for those people who are going to Torremolinos and they're looking for something a little different to the usual lounge by the pool and prop up the bar routine, what can they experience there?
You're going to find incredible value for money. If you want to go and play around the golf, there's a little mini golf, La Escuela Golf, it's called there. Miguel Jimenez, the famous golfer, his brother, trains you or he gives you coaching lessons. And but it's part three courses, Robbie, from all over the world. So there'd be one from Augusta, one from, you know, St. Andrews. And they've brought, so it's all little part three. So it's kind of like pitch and putt, but it's really good. Loads of activities around it in Torremolinos. Of course, you know, they've all the water sports going on there as well. There's a Picasso Museum as well in Torremolinos, believe it or not, Robbie, that's very interesting. And lots of lovely little churches and stuff. So if people want to look at Torremolinos 2030, they'll have a look and they'll see sort of they've outlined a whole plan there and it's all up and running in earnest, you know. And I noticed even with the bars, everything, it just like that tacky thing that I got a few years ago seems to have definitely behind them now, I think.
And you got to do something that you wanted to do for many years while you visited.
The Caminito del Rey, Robbie, the King's Walk. It's called the Little King's Path. Now, this is being described as one of the most scariest walks or hikes in the world, right? It's a walkway pinned along the steep walls of this gorge. It's El Chorro is the name of the gorge. That's where the train actually goes to as well. That's the train station called after the El Chorro name. And it's near Ardales. Now, it's in the province of Malaga. But from Malaga Centre, Robbie, we took the train. It was about 40 minutes. It was like 3.20 per person or 4 euros or something. And then when you get there, Robbie, there's a shuttle bus that you then get that takes you up to the start of the walk. And it's very important that you go straight from the train. You don't want to be hanging around for 2 hours waiting for the next buses to come along. But that's just a little tip for people. Just make sure you go, you know, when you get off the train, go straight to the bus stop. It's right beside you. And there's a lovely little hotel across the road as well. You can come when you come back. You could have a little early bird there if you wanted, sitting over the gorges. But it's beautiful. But just to give you an idea, this was constructed in the early 21st century. Then it kind of had, it was all just in state of disrepair. It was closed for decades. And then they took 4 years and they literally fixed every single bit of it up. And it's just really pristine now. I mean, you can look down. There's little gaps in the slotted walkways, Robbie, should I say. It was described as the world's most dangerous walkway because there was 5 deaths there in 1989 and in 2000. So it wasn't for the faint-hearted. But,
so is this for people now who've got a fear of heights?
Stay on the bus, Robbie, because you'll definitely, like, this will not be a good experience if you have vertigo. No. But I mean, I must say now, you do walk, like, aside from that, there's lovely other parts trailing through, you know, forest and stuff like that. It's about 8 kilometers. You walk all the way down and you go right back down into El Choro where you get your train again. Robbie, it was only about 4 weeks ago that I did it, and 3 weeks ago maybe, and it was 28 degrees. And, you know, and you have to wear a helmet. If you take off the helmet, these rangers come out of the bushes and they just grab you. So, like, don't dice right. with death.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of the Gobbins up in Belfast I did a couple of weeks ago.
It's very similar to that. I would say certain points, Robbie, on the walk, you'd almost think you were in Mount Rushmore or you were in Utah. Those massive gorges and, you know, the ravine kind of thing. So it's very Wild West in certain places as well. I say to people, it's a great experience. And like, it's like a little wonder of the world, really. Highly recommend it. And a great excursion, of course, if you're in Malaga or Torremolinos as well.
And even if you're into sitting by the pool, you can sort of take some time out to sample some of the other sights and sounds of Torremolinos. That sounds like an amazing trip. Thanks so much for telling us all about that. Back on Travel Talk next weekend.
Great, Robbie. Listen, thanks. It was a pleasure. And remember now with Malaga, you don't turn right, you go straight ahead.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.